It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump for today, which is, what is today? It's a March day. It's March 10, 3-10-2020. That's not really a great numerology number, but this year is providing quite a few great numerology numbers. That's off topic already. We've got a guest with us, Tommy. Say your last name.
Bechtold.
God damn it, I could have done that.
This
Bechtold.
Is our second time having this conversation.
We're doing it. You just go back and listen to the last episode, and it's the same thing. Make sure you're talking to the top because these are cheap.
Absolutely.
You are a second time visitor, which is great.
Happy to be back.
You are a second time visitor in like a week. I was telling you James Kirkland was on last week.
And I love James Kirkland.
You've read his book as
well. I have. Big fan. Second book just came out, not to hype up his
No, that's what he was
work,
on for, Fire on the Mountain. And I just saw the... Whoa, that's our cough button.
Sorry.
And that's a nice lead into the coronavirus stuff we'll be talking about a little bit later on. I'm not worried that Tommy's coughing because I explained to him earlier, I have a kid. So, although the kids aren't getting sick, thank God.
Yes.
But... they're all carrying it everywhere.
Yeah, well, the kids are all like healthy. They're healthy as horses. The teenagers are like trotting around. They're like, there's nothing to worry about.
Yep.
I don't feel sick. And then it's almost like a young adult like Maze Runner novel. Like it's going to end up being like everyone over 18 is going to be dead, and then and then the strongest 18-year-old will rule us all.
Oh God.
Well, not us.
That's,
I'll be
that's
gone,
probably but. Like a K-pop star, is my guess.
Whoever that
is in the world. Now, we're going to get to Tommy in a second, who we got a lot to talk about. I just found out he's our spring training correspondent because he was at spring training, so we'll get into that. That's more than I was even hoping to have gotten to. He also won an award here in Hollywood we'll get into in a little bit to make you even more enticed. But before that, we've got, of course, our most recurring segment to this point. It's our... Fantasy Mock Draft Update. That's right. It's our Fantasy Mock Draft Update. It's not even fantasy. It's just a mock draft update, but I'm not going to go back and re-record it. Do you follow the mock drafts they do for the NFL?
Oh, yes, deeply.
Deeply. Well, then this is a segment kind of for you. So what we do is, what I found out is at least one person every day is putting out a new mock draft.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these people are mock draft experts. For example,
Kuiper, Todd McShay.
they're the Mount Rushmore, the two-man Mount Rushmore at this point.
Yes.
And then there's just a legion.
Well, NFL Network, they'll give anyone's mock draft.
Absolutely.
You and I will be up there next week.
Well, CBS Sportsline has three dedicated mock draft experts.
Ah.
Every week putting out a new mock draft. Like this guy, we've got a mock draft 10.0. He's done 10 mock drafts. Now.
Why?
Well, here's my thing. I'm a mock draft expert, too.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
One mock draft.
Just one.
You know why?
Because that's all you need.
I'm an expert. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
If you're an expert,
you don't need
only
30.
Be one. 10 implies that you're like,
right,
that you've been wrong 9 times, right? Like you're like,
and that's before the combine.
How much can it be changing?
Like, well, that's the thing. The top 5 picks.
Right.
Are the same 5 players in 100% of these drafts.
Right. Well, I mean, like, you did get the Tua news yesterday that he was cleared, but they were already still
operating
under
that. Yes, you get it.
Yes.
So what I do is I save our listeners time by perusing some of these, and what I found is every single mock draft, in the beginning, there is basically a disclaimer that says, essentially, in different words, there's no reason for you to continue reading. That's what they all say, because it's like, I'll be putting out my next mock draft in 3 days, or we've still got a lot of changes ahead of us, or this or that. So I never get really much further past that.
No. Why would you?
Exactly. Now, today's a little special. I'm not going to go into those specific details, but I'm going to tell you folks, when I did my search, boom, I got 4 brand new mock drafts today. So.
Wow.
You can go to SI.com for mock draft 10.0. Mm-hmm. I've done that guy. I made fun of his 9.0.
I'm not a fan of him having 10.
10.
Because that implies there's going to be an 11.
He did not. Oh, there's going to be 25 with this guy.
Wow.
One for every pick in the first round. Then you got CBS Sportsline. A guy put his, and they put trades in theirs to differentiate it. Now NFL.com, Bucky Brooks puts out his mock draft 3.0.
Not Bucky Brooks, not former Buffalo Bills receiver Bucky Brooks, as I thought.
Not a different Bucky Brooks.
There are two Bucky Brookses out there.
Isn't Bucky Brooks the name of the Captain America friend who became?
That is Bucky Barnes.
Ah, so close.
So close. The Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Coming to Disney Plus.
That's right.
Yep.
And USA Today put out a new mock draft. So that's four mock drafts out for you today. Mm. You don't have to look at any of them.
Who are the Bills taking? I'm just gonna hope
the
it's
Bills.
A
well,
giant
in this one. I'll show you one that has the Bills in here because it says Eagles and Bills get aggressive for wide receivers in frenetic first round. Woo!
I want them to get, what's his name, John Judy?
The Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy.
We're getting our names just off a little bit
we're
today.
So close.
That's okay. Yeah, he'd be good. There's a lot of good receivers, though. I might wait till the second round.
Yeah, it's deep. It's a deep receiver pool this year.
It is very deep. This talk got deep. Now, speaking of deep, some real-life issues are affecting sports.
Yes.
The coronavirus, folks, it's everywhere. That's okay, because it's going to be everywhere. We know this.
Uh-huh.
I saw some startling predictions on when the whole thing's said and done, and I don't think the president's mentioned those.
Ooh.
But if you're not old and you're not infirmed, hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay? You'll be all right.
If you're old and infirm, now would be a great time to skydive.
Absolutely. Let it all rip.
Yeah.
Honestly, last night my wife half jokingly said, man, be a really good time to travel right now in terms of prices and stuff.
Oh, my family's coming out here in August, hopefully.
Yes.
And they just booked round-trip flights for under $300. Tickets are so cheap right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's the time to... book them and they'll let you switch them if it's
that's
like
right.
that. Great idea. What a tip.
Yeah. That's a that's a hot tip. That's a Tommy Travel tip.
Book your summer flights with our spring training correspondent, Tommy Travel Tips.
Come see me. Come on down to LA.
Absolutely. Come see Tommy Travel Tips and he'll give you more.
Absolutely.
That's honestly the best information our podcast has ever provided. So it's affecting sports.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier LeBron.
Yes.
Saying he's not going to play in front of no players.
Yeah.
But if he ain't getting paid, if he don't play, I bet you he'll find a way to play.
I have a feeling he's going to begrudgingly step out on that hardwood.
Now, Italy.
Yes.
Is about, I think, 11 days ahead of us.
Yes.
In terms of the... And I didn't know that Italy had 65 million people. Did you know it had
that
many?
I did not know that either.
That's a lot of people.
That seems staggering, because I went there once. And I thought I would have guessed 3,000. Which is
actual Italians,
yeah,
and the rest were visitors.
The rest were people like me, massive Americans.
When
I went to Italy, people from Italy were taking pictures of me because I was so big. And one guy,
Pavarotti.
One guy held up my shoe when I was in his house and went, "Shaquille O'Neal." That was the only English he spoke. He just held up my sneaker and yelled, "Shaquille O'Neal."
No. Shaquille O'Neal is an Italian phrase. It just happens to sound like that for. Enormous shoe. It just worked out.
Oh, perfect.
Shaq's uncle was Italian. He named him.
Oh.
They changed the whole family's last name just so it would sound like enormous shoe.
He did grow up in Germany, Shaq.
He did. There was a military background. Mm-hmm. That's right. So sports are going to be, they're shut down in Italy now completely.
Yeah.
First they took the crowds away, and then they shut it down. Now, in American sports, they've... All they've done is kicked out the press so far.
Yeah.
So that's
seems
the American
convenient.
Way. Yes. Right. There's 20,000 people drinking beer. Right. The XFL, I retweeted this, they made a beer cup snake.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes.
So every single person in that line is touching everybody's beer cup along the line.
We're
there.
Just the stupidest nation.
So right there is, that's it. That XFL game, there's your spread.
It's, yeah. I mean, we are... witnessing in real time a movie like the things that are coming. People are behaving the way, you know, you would get a script for this. Like the guy who wrote Born Identity would write these scenes of like 30,000 people at a football game all touch the same cup.
Yes. For example, yes. Yes, the guy's cup. You see his cup. You see sick guy's cup.
Right.
You see it go into the chain. You see all the people touching it.
Like, I mean, would you ever... In your life, be like, oh, a congressman is gonna wear a gas mask.
That,
mockingly.
I was going exactly
Sorry.
There.
Oh,
no, it's great. Please,
like, you would be like, this is so ridiculous. we have to take this out of the script, and yet it's real life that someone wore a gas mask making fun of coronavirus and is now quarantined because they have coronavirus.
I can think of about a dozen congressmen.
Yeah.
Who, if you wrote them as a congressman in a movie, as a caricature of a congressman.
Yeah.
Sessions, he's not in currently.
Right.
But there's a couple other, the guy in Steve King in Iowa.
Oh, God. Yeah. The one who keeps.
Louis Gohmert.
Yeah. The guy in Iowa who's so clearly racist. And they keep just going like, all of his like colleagues are like, well, we condemn his remarks, but by no means should he resign over the fact that it's 2020.
They're amazing.
Still openly racist.
They're amazing. So, Matt Gaetz, there's nothing more poetic.
Yeah.
If he gives the president coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Yes.
The only way it might be better is if, like, somehow he gave it to Devin Nunes, who then gave it to the president.
Yes.
But.
Devin Nunes.
It is amazing. Yeah, we don't want to get on that.
Sorry. Thing. Yes.
But the my point is that you're going to follow the money with these sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think they're going to play the games as much as they can here. And they're going to eventually take the crowds out.
Yeah.
But the TV money is so big that it's still worth it. You know, the NCAA tournament, in a way, if no one can go to the games, the TV ratings might be the best they've ever been.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I remember I had the chicken pox for March Madness when it was on ESPN and all the games were on, and like long time ago. And I was maybe 12 or 13, and it was amazing.
Yes.
I didn't know what it was, and I was home for like the Thursday, Friday of the first round.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. The bug was on me.
Yeah.
And so many people are going to be home watching the tourney who never have before.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I think, in that way.
Yeah.
Now, if all these teams get sick and, you know, the team that survives.
No, they're teenagers, though. They'll be fine.
Right,
March
yes.
Madness. I got
that's
the
true.
Flu during the Nagano Olympics, and I enjoyed it so much that I lied and said I still had the flu so that I could continue to watch the Olympics.
Watch. Okay, for a second I thought you were saying that you performed in the
Nagano
Olympics.
No, I think I would have been 15, so I guess I could have been a figure skater.
If you were a gymnast, maybe. Yeah, figure skater.
But I so enjoyed the first week of the Nagano Olympics with the flu that I then gave myself a second week of flu.
Well, those daytime sports things are great.
Yes.
Speaking of, Champions League soccer is on in about 20 minutes when we're done with this podcast.
Excellent.
And that's some good daytime viewing.
Absolutely.
So there is the potential for it, in a way, to become a thing, like everyone at home watching. It'll be we're still in the midst of a pandemic. But I'm sure a lot of people are going to write articles about, the stay home.
Yeah.
March Madness of 2020.
Yes. It will be interesting, and I hope we're all still alive to see the reflections on this in a couple of years. Like
all of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. It's like I have a friend who passed away a few years ago, Jason Chin. You may know him. And every time, so he missed the last two Star Wars movies.
Yes.
And he was a huge Star Wars guy. He did these shows way back in the day, these musical versions of Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And so when those movies came out, I always thought of him. Like, this is probably a regret kind of retroactively for him. And you're right. I want to make it 2 or 3 years down the line. Hopefully it's just 2 or 3 years down the line. And look back at all the books and movies that get made about all this stuff.
Well, and that's an interesting thing, too. The movies, it's affected the cycle of release dates of movies now, because people don't want their movie, these studios don't want to release their movies this month or next month because they're afraid people aren't going to go to movie theaters.
Yeah, didn't affect any of the February movies, which are all shit.
Right. January and February, they're like, just put them all out. Like you're going to see like some movies move up now. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, and like Daniel Craig hosted SNL.
Yes.
But that's because his movie was supposed to come out this week.
Oh, James Bond was supposed to come out this week?
Yeah, it's in November.
They bumped it that long?
Yes.
I saw that another.
Well, because China is big, those movies are huge in China
oh,
as
sure.
well.
Sure, yeah. The Marilyn Monroe Netflix movie got moved like 9 months too because Marilyn Monroe is so popular in China. So they
oh.
were like,
and do, I Netflix, wonder if they release those in theaters in
they,
China.
They do. So they were like, we're not putting it out until I think it's the same November. I guess
okay.
November is going to be an amazing month for movies.
Well,
God, I hope we live.
Well, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
November. You mentioned the plane flights that were cheap. When were they?
August.
No. All right. So these big time companies, they have big time analysts.
Oh yes.
Who are getting big time data that we probably are not getting access
to. Right, right.
So when you see stuff like November for all these releases, they've probably already got their own GD team of epidemiologists who are telling them, all right, this will subside at this point.
The panic will be down by November.
Right. So that's something to follow the money.
Yes.
And whatever the money does, you know, like when Trump's saying no, and the stock market goes down.
Yeah.
Now, I know people are going to be mad one political thing or any, but no one can deny the man lies every single day.
Yes.
And there are people who support those lies.
I don't want to be political, but he's a lying,
yes.
disgusting bag of rotten oranges.
And you can think every politician's a horrible human being, and you may be closer to right, but he's the closest to right
on
that.
Well, it was nicer when we all just disliked every politician.
Yes.
Wasn't that before
yes.
we turned them into superheroes?
Yes.
When it was just like, I remember being a kid and it was like the adults around me had a general mistrust of every politician.
Yes.
Even the ones that they liked, they're like, well, they're still self-serving narcissists,
yes.
but they're my self-serving narcissist. Now there are women that literally go out on camera for all eternity to have it be recorded and say that Donald Trump is attractive. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not a great looking man, but I to say Donald Trump is attractive is just one of the I'm sorry, this is not good podcast.
No, it
I
is good stuff. Because the question is, what do you find attractive?
Well, that's true.
Obviously, what they find attractive is power.
Yes.
Because well, now, if that's
clearly.
What you like,
yes.
he can give you that. And also, you can just kiss him and get your makeup put on just like that.
Yes.
All at once. Whoop.
And when you're a star, they let you, as he famously said.
That's right. So, yeah, you can't not be attracted to that if you're a woman.
Oh,
it is a weird... It is a weird time, obviously.
Yes.
But the show must go on.
Yes.
So speaking of
yes,
baseball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what better way for me to protect myself against coronavirus than to drink some $12 beers with thousands of my closest friends at Dodger spring training.
So it was Dodger spring training you went to. And
well,
where
they
is that?
They share a complex with the White Sox.
Yes.
In Camelback.
Uh-huh.
Which is near Glendale, Arizona, which I did not realize there are like five stadiums all within a mile or two of each other.
In,
it's really
in Glendale,
cool.
There's a couple towns in Florida or areas of Florida that are like that too.
Yeah,
The White Sox have a good young team actually.
They do.
Not as good as that's a fun camp to be at with the White Sox, an up and coming team with a lot of young guys who aren't proven, and then the Dodgers are an all-star team.
Yeah.
At this point.
It was fascinating. I had never been to spring training before. It's interesting just to look at how everything is done on a smaller scale, but still with the same price points. Like
major league prices.
It's major league prices, but there's just less of everything. And merchandise is way scaled back. They don't have, I couldn't buy I couldn't buy a Mookie Betts jersey at the team shop.
Wow.
In fact.
That's very limited.
You couldn't buy any jerseys, and there's two big team stores on either end of the stadium, and what they sell primarily is Dodgers and White Sox spring training specific merchandise.
Well, I guess people want to say that they were at spring training.
But I would think if you're taking your kids to spring training and, like, you know, your kid is a fanatical Dodgers
fan.
That's
the time to do
it. And you want to pick them up a Mookie Betts jersey at the beginning of the season. It seemed like a missed opportunity. What they do not miss out on is charging you $13 for a Modelo. That is their
well,
beer's
prevalent. Always because they because demand is always high.
That's
for that.
Right. When I sat down in my seat, two seats down from me, Haley Joel Osment.
Wow.
From the Sixth Sense.
He sees dead people.
He saw nine live people fanned out on the infield and outfield, and then he was enjoying a Dodgers game.
He must be a Dodger fan.
He appeared to be a Dodgers
fan. Okay.
Wore sandals to the stadium. Respect that move.
Ooh.
Dangerous. Not something I would do. Flip-flops at a baseball game feels like, again, he's not worried about coronavirus. But he interacts with death. Again, like we said, he crosses spiritual realms.
Right. He knows.
So
He may be getting a lot of new friends soon. He may be seeing a lot more people.
Yeah, exactly. He's seeing a lot more dead people. That was a thrill, obviously.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Dodgers. I went to two games. Mm-hmm. The second game, they scored 6 runs in the first inning, which kind of took the life out of the stands. But both games were sold out, which is pretty impressive to me. Both games were completely sold out.
And when was this? 2 weeks ago?
This was 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
So yeah. 2 days ago.
Yes.
So again, this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, you know, we were walking up my driveway and we are both of the same opinion that we've all kind of been exposed to it at this point.
Yeah.
So and we've all given plenty of evidence to that effect.
Yes.
You've been to a couple of you've shared, like you said, you've shared space with 50,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And I have a kid. And that's just the same as that. So that's good. We're still here.
Yeah.
Now, what were there any observations of spring training, like something you thought spring training would be like, but wasn't?
I guess I always imagined that there was an element of scrimmage where it was like the play would stop and there would be like things where I not that I thought the game wouldn't be a complete baseball game, but I always remember people going like NFL training camps.
Yes.
You go and watch them practice.
I was going to say like a spring game for college football.
Yes.
Where they're working on.
Yes.
Stuff.
I thought there would be more working on things. I guess maybe because it's been spring training's been off and running for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
It's much more dialed in. It was very.
And they're charging admission.
Yes. The level of play, I think, was surprisingly high.
Yeah.
And the amount of time the players stay. Mookie Betts had the stomach flu.
Or coronavirus, so to speak.
So
yes.
He didn't play. But the level, the amount of at bats that, like, you know, Bellinger, Turner, all the guys played the amount of innings they played at bats they got. It was like, oh, this is kind of like watching a Dodger game. And then David Price pitched, I think, 4 innings.
Wow.
Saturday morning, he struck out 7-4. It was nice to see former Tigers great David Price.
Well, it's just that's right.
Shining.
Verlander, former Tigers great
cheater.
Verlander.
No, noted cheater, Justin Verlander.
Scherzer.
Broke my heart. Yes, Scherzer.
All 3 of those guys have World Series.
Yeah. Porcello as well.
Holy crap.
Everybody gets better once we send them away. It's like the Buffalo Bills. Every team that I like ships players bound for glory. Like once they leave my embrace, it's like girlfriends of mine. Like they thrive once they're gone. Once they're done with me, they shed the burden of being with me. They can then
see
be
that
their best
there should
selves.
Be some commission for that.
Yeah.
Helping them get through that.
A little shine, maybe.
Yes.
A shout out. You
yes.
know, give me a follow Friday on Twitter.
Yeah, that's bare, nothing.
Bare minimum.
Oh, God, that was asking for like 1%.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
So
you enjoyed spring training. You went just for spring training?
I did. I went to celebrate my friend Joe Herrera, comedian, very funny man, his birthday.
Wonderful.
So we went, to Glendale. Went to a dueling piano bar Friday night.
How'd that go?
That was interesting. A lot of R. Kelly jokes, more than I would like to have between the two white in their 40s piano players.
Well,
like,
there's a lot of Chicago White Sox fans there,
true.
I guess.
There
so
were a lot of White Sox fans. There was a, you know, they did weave in spring training into their dueling piano routines, which was nice. It was a lot of anti-Astros sentiment, which is good, which I'm fine.
And focusing on R. Kelly for some reason.
One of the guys had a full routine where he took out a squirt gun and pretended to pee. It was so cringe-inducing.
No.
I would never boo a dueling piano player because it's just not the right. It's like booing
right
someone
venue.
Doing karaoke.
Yes.
But I came very close.
Wow.
I was like, this is so hacky and bad. And
you're not going to get that kind of dueling piano in L.A., though.
That's true.
Or Chicago.
In L.A., you're probably getting someone who was into like a real band.
Yes.
Like his phone. But I did get the waitress, I'm sorry, server, to admit that the piano players hated each other.
Oh.
I was like, I spilled the tea, so to speak. I was like, based on their body language, I came up with a theory of the dynamic.
Sure,
all 4,
absolutely.
Because they rotate. There's 4 piano players, and they take turns. And I learned that there was one that I knew they all hated. I could tell the other three all hated. And then there was one that was kind of the dominant alpha male. And then the other two, I could sense some animosity between. There was a little guy, white guy, who liked to rap. And so I got...
That's always, that guy's always full of animosity.
Yes. And so I had the server identify to me who hated each other up there.
Oh,
and I was pretty dead on. So.
And that makes watching much more interesting.
Absolutely. Once
yes.
I knew. So that, yeah, anyway, that was...
That's a highlight.
It was.
And that's the thing. You know, these little towns, there's entertainment because people watch the games and they need other stuff to do. It's a vacation.
Yeah, the game was over at 8:30 and we were like, what do we do in Glendale? Like, do we
Dueling Pianos.
Go back to the hotel room and put on HBO? No, we go to a Dueling Piano
There was
bar.
No improv? No place to do a set?
Oh, God, I should have asked.
Glendale
Phoenix,
improv.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Phoenix,
definitely.
I think, has a burgeoning improv.
Oh, I think
I've done
they
stand-up
do.
In Phoenix and it was not great.
No?
No. Not amazing.
Oh, well, that's all right.
That's okay.
It's their fault.
They do not. I'll tell you what. Phoenix, Arizona, not big on anti-Trump sentiments.
Oh, God, no. That area?
No.
That's the thing about being a stand-up who tours the country.
Yeah.
You got to run into no matter what your material is like, there are places where it's not going to play.
Oh, absolutely. And I find, I don't really do a ton of political.
Right.
All of my Trump jokes are about how I don't like that my friends make fun of him for being fat because I'm also fat. And I'm like, hey, when you say that he's completely worthless
because
he's
fat,
a fat
guy, right.
It's like there's a lot other, like there's three things specifically I can think of that are worse about him than the fact that he, you know, feasts on.
That's
fitness.
Not even on the list.
Right. But it's always, and I'm kidding, of course. I'm not
right.
that sensitive, but it does make me laugh. But I was.
It's the last bastion of things that can be made fun of.
Right.
White absolutely. Women sometimes can be made fun of, depending on who it is.
Yes.
White men, obviously.
Yes.
And they're the most deserving, really.
Yes.
That's the one group I'm like, yeah, I think we've had thousands of years,
turn
it around.
There's a lot of championship banners on the white men. Like, they've won a lot of titles, but
we only hang title banners.
That's right. So we don't even give divisional championships.
No, conference championships, they're not even up there.
But yeah, so I think the last time I was in Phoenix, I followed a guy who just all his whole 10 minutes was Trump material. So when I got up there, the audience was so angry that they just assumed I was about to lay into him.
Right.
And I was like, I told a joke about my dad and they were like, well, we don't like you either.
They were still processing their anger and then they were ready to take it out once you came out.
Exactly, which is always great.
You want to be that guy.
That's why we do comedy, guys.
It's true, to try to set up the other guy to fail.
That's right.
Spite. Now this was great. We flew. But before I go, I do want to talk about this thing, which you recently won an award. But I think it's a funny story about this award. So go on, tell us what it was.
So I saw on Twitter a friend of mine, Mike Battette, who's
sure.
You know Mike Battette,
I know Mike Battette for years.
Went to SUNY Oswego, my college as well.
I went to SUNY Albany.
Hey, SUNY, a couple SUNY guys.
Yes,
here.
My brother went to Stoniana for one semester.
Yeah, all right. That's excellent.
Yeah.
The SUNY schools are amazing. But he posted a thing. It was like, hey, actor friends, this is a funny thing. And it was a contest where you wrote about your experiences being a background actor through Stanley thermoses. They're like the thermoses that are like the camping
they're
thermoses.
They're great thermoses.
They're
very
sturdy. Sturdy, yes. But they those thermoses have been in hundreds of movies and TV shows.
Absolutely.
So they were like, hey, they're kind of, you know, it's like it's a promotional thing. So I wrote an essay, a really short essay about being a background actor. When I first moved here, I signed up for Central Casting right away. And at that point, I was young and I looked even younger. I was like 24 and I looked 12.
Yes.
So I would get put, but I was also 6'1",
right.
300 pounds.
Right.
So I would get put in the front of a lot of shots because they're like, this maniac. So I did a lot of crazy things. Like, you know, I would have like, I'd be a featured extra where, like, they'd throw a burrito in my face.
Yes.
Or, like, I carried a coffin on House.
You ever get upgraded to regular or just featured extra?
I never got upgraded at that point, but I did get pay bumps. Like, where
they would be
hey, we're going to do this.
We're going to throw a burrito at your face.
Yeah, we're going to give you a few extra bucks.
Here's $3 in the burrito.
And ironically, I got brought back in to throw the burrito at my face for a second day months later because they needed to do a pickup shot. So they had to call me back in and throw the burrito at me. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I
And this was all about 8, 9, 10 years ago.
This was like 2010, So I wrote about it, and I, much to my surprise, completely forgot that I entered. 3 months later, I got an email.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Congratulations. And I literally thought it was spam because it was an email.
Congratulations. Yes. That's the first sign of a spam.
So I read the email, and it turns out that I had won, which was really cool. I mean, you know, it's silly.
But what did you win?
I won a bunch of thermoses.
Oh.
A full page ad in the Hollywood Reporter congratulating me.
That's awesome.
A golden thermos.
Ooh.
Trophy. And $5,000.
Oh.
Yes. Which is the crazy part of that.
That's more than an extra makes.
Yes.
Now, they ought to put you in a commercial.
Yeah.
Where the extra steps out.
That's right.
You know, it's like the best extra. He comes out and then, yes.
What I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Is that next year.
Yeah.
I can award the winner the trophy.
Stay in contact with those people.
I'll tell you what.
You'd be perfect for the Thermos company.
To be an industry insider. They have their PR team behind me now. They have gotten me. All I was supposed to get was the one ad in the Hollywood Reporter. They got me a full feature in the Hollywood Reporter where they covered my career. They also got me radio interviews.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing local press in Rochester next week.
What? Well, they called me for this, actually.
Good.
They set this up.
I was wondering why you reached out. Anyway,
I did reach out actually because I saw the story.
Yes.
And never mind. I was right. Oh, good. Good.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's tongue in cheek, obviously, but it's very fun.
No. $5,000.
That's true.
There is no tongue in cheek.
That's very good point.
What's this thermos company?
Stanley Thermos.
Stanley Thermos is you're moving up the corporate like the corporate rating system for this promotion.
Yes.
I think it's awesome. I think it's got legs, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. We'll keep it going.
Keep it going. All right. Maybe they want to sponsor a podcast. Who knows?
We'll take it.
We'll take thermoses.
That's right.
All right, Tommy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This was awesome, and I haven't done my Tigers preview yet, but maybe I'll call you beforehand for some tips on that.
You got it. I'm a fountain of knowledge about the Tigers.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's amazing that we just went through those four pitchers, though. And Sanchez. Didn't he pitch for them? Annabelle Sanchez
as well, yeah.
So that's five guys who all got a ring in the last three World Series.
God. And J.D. Martinez for the
He was a
Red
Tiger,
Sox.
Too. Yes.
Old friends. Old friend alert.
Still got Miggy for three more years.
The good news is Miggy will be barrel rolling down to first base because his legs are... Remember that John Goodman, Babe Ruth movie?
Yes.
Where the last baseball scene, he only runs to first base. That's all he has to do. And then they have a pinch runner. And then he hits his third home run of the game and he runs all the bases. And he almost needs to be resuscitated. That's going to be Miguel Cabrera maybe this year. That's going to be him in April of this year.
Guys, stay healthy, especially you, Miggy.
Yeah, fist bumps, not handshakes, guys.
That's right. All right, we'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.